The Muffin Junkie serves tunes with your tea.
Good morning, it's Sunday, April 28th, 2013, and you're listening to The Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes with Your Tea, Podcast 5. This is a podcast show that plays high-quality psychedelic music made by artists that play actual organic instruments and for whom their artistic integrity and authenticity is very important. This podcast also is a think outside of your box kind of podcast. Every now and again, I will toss in a side order of tongue-in-cheek breakfast humor for good measure. If you enjoy this podcast show, please feel free to spread by word of mouth to each and every person you know, to the entire masses, at bakeries, tea emporiums, small cafes, kitchen tables, and all around the four corners of the globe. Spread the word. Now for some music.
Time.
Let's talk about that first set that I just played. First of all, you heard Bruised Tangerines by the Black Hollies, who are becoming one of my favorite bands after repeated listens. They're Jersey City Boys. They have three albums I recommend you check out: Crimson Reflections, Casting Shadows, and Softly Towards the Light. The second song in set number one was Solstice by Mikey and the Drags. And they're out of Houston, Texas. They got a nice grad sound. They got two albums that are highly recommended by me to check out: Spill Your Guts and Evil One. And finally, in that first set, a really interesting band called The Spaced. The song I played from them was Tall Poppy. As far as I know, they're out of Australia, but they do have some Scottish members as well, from what I understand. And their album is Put Your Thoughts on Remote Control. Now, due to special requests from various listeners of the podcast, we're going to branch out and talk beyond the culinary delights of just muffins and tea. Some of you have requested that we talk about scones, and with that in mind, I brought forth a scone expert to talk today. His name is Spencer Carmichael Smith, and he's on the phone. And just hang on a minute. Hello, Spencer. Are you there, Spencer?
Yes, here you are. Hello, Jay. Hello, good morning, everyone. Sorry, the reception on my phone wasn't quite what I desired.
Oh, no worries, mate. Technical difficulties often happen during the podcast, believe me. I just wanted to thank you for being the special guest today and on this segment called Let's Talk About Scones.
There's really no need to thank me, because I'm speaking on a subject that I'm very passionate about, and that subject, of course, is scones. So I was over the moon with delight when you invited me via telephone link to talk about scones on this segment that you're doing. So, there's really no need to thank me. So any questions or queries you have, let's proceed, shall we?
For all those that don't know, you're a scone expert. And would it be correct to say that you are the head spokesperson for a special organization that is devoted to all things regarding scones?
You're quite correct. I am, in fact, the spokesperson for SLF, or Scones for Life. We are the Greater Vancouver Scone Appreciation Society. And we have a discussion group that meets on a fortnight, twice a month, in a church basement, and we discuss all things scones. It's very lively and passionate, and of course we're looking always for new members.
Wow, I knew everybody in BC, quite a few people are into muffins, but I had no idea there was that vast number into scones. What would your membership base be number-wise, Spencer?
Currently we have six members in our membership base, and I'm the spokesperson, of course, and the other five members are some nice ladies from the church who expressed the common interest in scones, and so hence I invited them to form the SLF with me. And as I say, we're looking for new members, so Jay, if you're interested, or any of the listeners of your show, please send them my way. And of course, for young ladies, I greatly encourage you to join it, and I would even waive the membership fee. Yes.
Now, for the common layperson, what are the benefits of them joining your group, the SLF, Scones for Life, the Greater Vancouver Scone Appreciation Society? Could you walk us through that?
Yes, well, I think once you join the group, you get the benefit of the experience and the knowledge about scones that you would not get if you were just the common, well, I hesitate to say pedestrian, but common day person consuming a scone. There is, in fact, a veritable number of factors that come into play before one consumes a scone.
Spencer, what about those of us who are scone curious? We're brought up on muffins and biscuits and maybe cake. Are we welcome to the meeting? Because after all, aren't scones just another biscuit?
It's particularly offensive to those in the scone community when someone refers to a scone as a common biscuit. It's very appalling, and I must say there's a caveat not to refer to the scone as a biscuit if you attend one of our meetings, or it will be met with disdain. Sadly, I'm afraid the general public is generally misinformed about scones. But for the benefit of the listeners of this show, for your benefit, Jay, what you want to look for, and this is an expert tip, is the texture of the scone. You want to see, is it clump? Is it coarse, crumbly, cakey? These are the sort of things that an expert on the inside knows, and that's sort of the things that you learn at the scone fashion group, texture is very important, as I say, and the rich flavor. So much I could talk on, but unfortunately, I'm running low on time, and I'm sure you want to get back to playing music.
All right. Thank you, Spencer. It was a very informative talk about scones. We learned lots that I didn't know, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners of the Muffin Junkie didn't know either. And thanks again, Spencer.
Thank you, Jay. As I said before, the pleasure is mine. It's absolutely effortless and enjoyable to come on to your podcast and talk about scones. And I hope you'll invite me back for future segments. And I'd like to have a shout-out to the members of the SLF right now. And particularly Mrs. Wilkinson, or Winnie, as we call her in the group, a nickname. Winnie, old Winnie. Well, sorry to digress. And I'm Spencer Carmichael Smith, the spokesperson for the SLF, and you are listening to the Muffin Chuckies, Tunes with Your Tea, Episode 5, I believe, isn't it, Jay? Anyways, ta-ta!
Come and step into my world, I'm living upside down. There was a smile upon my face, man, that was a frown. I go to bed with the sunrise, and I awake with the moon. I used to eat my soup with a fork, cut my meat with a spoon. I cut my meat with a spoon. I'm living upside down,
put my head to the ground.
I'm living upside down. My ass is the ground, my ass is bearing the crown. I'm living upside down. I give a smile when the pain comes, I have to cry when I'm glad. And all those jolly plastic people are making me sick. I've got bad, bad luck, can't tell if I'm from a bee. But sometimes I just close my eyes and then I can't see. And then I can't see it. I'm living upside down. I'm living upside down. I'm living upside down. With my head to the ground. My ass is bare in the ground. I'm living upside down. Somebody told me to, that's what I went to do. I turn around just to see 180 degrees, but nothing else changed, and all remains the same. Oh yeah, alright, okay, well, come on, bring it on down. Hey, there's no good and no bad. There's no in-between. And if your world is upside down, I guess you know what I mean. Even my crazy life is the best I ever had. And the funniest thing about it is that I like it like that. I guess I like it like that. I'm living upside down. I'm living upside down. With my head to the ground, my ass is bare on the ground. I'm living upside down.
Let's talk about that second set that you just heard. First of all, you heard Upside Down by the Magnificent Brotherhood, and they are Berlin, Germany's number one psychedelic grunge band. They put out high-quality albums. Their very first, just called The Magnificent Brotherhood. Then they have a live album called Live Ammunition. And their latest album is called Dope Idiots. So check those out. The second song in that second set was called Something Going On by a group called the Blue Squares. They're out of Detroit, Michigan. And their album is called Hard Times. And the final song in the second set was What You Say by the Raugas, the dynamic duo of Jim Guittard and Henry McQuinn. Refer back to episode 3, the special feature on Jim Guittard, to learn more about the Raugas. All these uber cool artists that you heard today are PodSafe artists, and the PodSafe music in today's podcast of my show was provided by www.maveo.com. So thanks again to all you folks over at Music Alley and Maveo. All right, at this point, I want to recommend another film by Peter Whitehead. It is called Pink Floyd, London 1966-67. It features the Pink Floyd songs Interstellar Overdrive and another rare track called Nick's Boogie. It also has interviews with Mick Jagger and Michael Caine. And in there you get to see John Lennon and Yoko Ono at the Sound Techniques and other rare stuff with Sid Barrett, so check that out.
Meanwhile on a bus, driving somewhere along the roadways of Vancouver, British Columbia, a mysterious man has tapped another passenger of the bus on the back and has whispered something in his ear. He joined that conversation now in progress.
Keep looking straight ahead and don't look backwards. I represent a consortium of men and women, a secret society dedicated to the psychedelic and breakfast food advancement of humankind.
Who are you? And what do you want from me? I don't know anything about this.
We know who you are, Mr. Jones. We've been following you and your goings-on for the last few weeks. We are well aware of your love for the Muffin Junkie Serve Students with your tea podcast. And after careful deliberation, we have considered you a suitable candidate.
A candidate for what? Can't I look backwards and see who I'm talking to?
Mr. Jones, this is your final warning. Do not attempt to look backwards in my face. But listen carefully. Our order has existed since the time of Atlantis, through ancient Egypt, through the Renaissance period, through the swinging 60s, and continues to flourish today. And we have selected you. Each time I need you to signal to me that you understand your instructions, a simple yes will suffice. Do you understand me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Mr. Jones, I'm going to slowly pass you a chocolate muffin. Do not turn your head. I will pass it to you. This muffin will be vital in your tasks ahead. Please listen carefully. 3 bus stops from now, you will get out. You'll walk approximately 3.5 blocks. Do you understand me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
After walking those 3.5 blocks, you will see a gentleman with a handlebar mustache sitting at a park bench. He will have a copy of the Breakfast Weekly, Canadian edition. Hold up the chocolate muffin so that he can see it. You must follow his directions. Exactly once he has seen the chocolate muffin, allow him to blindfold you. Do not be alarmed, Mr. Jones. We are your friends. This is only to maintain the order's secrecy. He will lead you through the park, through a wooded area, where a special ritual shall be undertaken, and you will become a new member of the Order of the Muffin Junkie.
Say you know you shouldn't talk to strangers. Say her love can only lead to danger. You said arms way is where you're headed, don't you see? I said arms way is the place for me.
it is. You just heard in that third set the Ugly Beats from Austin, Texas. Harm's Way is the song. Check out their albums Motor, Bring On the Beats, and Take a Stand with the Ugly Beats. After that, you heard The Gentleman Callers from St. Louis with She Blew My Mind. And their album is Don't Say What It Is. And the denouement, or ending of that third set, was the Head Coatees with Have Love Will Travel. And they were out of Kent, England. They had many albums, but one of my favorites was Girlsville. And among their roster included the lovely Miss Holly Golightly. All right, we're going to get to another edition of The Eclectic Side of the Muffin. On this second edition of The Eclectic Side of the Muffin, I'm going to continue to talk further about Rocky Erickson. Now, for all of you that don't know, Rocky is a pioneer in the psychedelic music scene, a founder of the 13th Floor Elevators, and I touched upon that in the last edition of The Eclectic Side of the Muffin, and this time I'm just going to talk a little bit briefly about his solo stuff. Now, it's not as psychedelic, of course, as the elevator stuff, but it's excellent, and it's more focused on the sci-fi and the horror genre. You know, he had an album called Two-Headed Dog. It was produced by this guy from the Sir Douglas Quintet. It was very interesting, and I think another called Evil One. I checked those out. Other tracks of his I really enjoyed was Night of the Vampire and The Creature with the Atom Brain. Just those titles alone are cool. I'm a huge fan of sci-fi. I know it may not be cool to admit that to everyone, but I think everybody secretly loves sci-fi, or most people do. So I just had to throw that in there. All apologies to all the listeners. Anyways, Rocky is revered by many artists, including, I think, from ZZ Top and Julian Cope, to name a few. And, in 2008, he performed with a band from Texas called the Black Angels, and they did a lot of the 13th Floor Elevator tracks in there as well. So I just recommend you check out all of Rocky's work. Not just his work with the 13th Floor Elevators. And now we're going to get back to the regular portion of the show.
You're listening to the Mudman Junkies Tunes with your team.
All right, folks, we have time for one more song. It's going to be by the Nevermores. They have a couple albums, Now More Than Ever and Never Ever After. And the track that I'm going to play by the Nevermores is called What You Don't Know. All right, everybody, have a great Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and don't do anything I wouldn't.
Down. smoking magic shows, taking out the waving hands, sitting at a case of clarinet. It's nothing new, it's just a question of how much you can take. It's all your mind knows. And all your questions don't give an answer. That's the way that it goes. So what's out you now? What's our cue now?